whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 245. Today is Saturday, December 5th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my festive co-host, Nisi, with Pinky in the festive hat. Santa! Hey, Santa!
Hello! Yay for excess craft supplies.
Yay! It's always a good thing. I have much of that. Anyway, yes. I understand so much that. Crazy. It's good to have craft stuff, though. Because you know that one time you're like, I just need, where would I have? And you go, I go to my craft box. I have got it. Sure enough, you've got it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I didn't know if we had any red left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, So I asked the husband, I'm like, Russell, do we have any red felt? He goes, I don't know. If we do, it's in that one drawer. And I'm like, So I started digging. I was like, well, I have a shit ton of excess velveteen, like burgundy.
Nice.
And I'm like, it's a little heavy. And then I was like, if we do that, I'm going to put some wire up in there. And then I was like, ooh, red felt. And then I found white felt, and I handed that to him. And then he went digging. He goes, I found the cotton balls. And I was like, I was looking for those like 2 months ago. Could not find them. He pulls out a Ziploc bag of them. I'm like, where did they come from? He goes, that same drawer. I'm like, Right. And then we had a bunch of pom-poms left. So I said, here, do something with that. I have to go do something real quick. Let's try to do some kind of photo, because we're going to have to do photos of the puppet this week. So.
Nice. Well, you know, yay. It looks super cute. Pinky looks awesome. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
You know, looking at the size of her head. So it was a little small. And then he's looking at it. He's like, oh, how are we going to put? I said, I don't know. That that picture was taken very precariously. I had my hand in the puppet half twisted around in a chair with my arm up above my head, and he's like, turn your wrist this way, and I'm like, it don't turn that way. And he's got a flashlight in his hand trying to put a spotlight on it so it's not so dark. And I'm like, oh god, this hat's gonna fall off by the time you get my hand in the right position.
Well, it looks awesome. So thank you for that. It's nice to have. Who can believe it? We are weeks away from Christmas, guys. I
what the hell happened? Like, I'm glad the year's progressing.
We're in
but
December.
What happened? I came up for air for like 2 days, and then had another project I had to head dive back into. And I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
It's, I mean, yay, because it's been a year. Year. But at the same stage, it's kind of like, wow, we're at December. It's it's less than 3 weeks till Christmas. Less than 3 weeks. Yes, I know. What? Crazy. But anyway, in all of that, we've had an expansion that hit, what, a week? A couple weeks. Like, it's, you know, so
has
all this playtime.
I've been so busy.
It's like, just like crazy. So
I'm like mad that I'm so busy because I haven't had that much time to play. But
yeah,
it's like,
I know. And all I can think is, well, that gives me some stuff to look down. But I'm kind of, when an expansion hits, I do love to take my time. I'm not a fast leveler, like, oh, anything. I love, you know me, it's like shiny, off I go. And, you know, there goes another 2 hours down that shiny pit of, you know, leaders got distracted. But it's just been like looking at everything and watching the lore and just, you know, seeing how things work and looking at the artwork and the cinematics. Oh my god, they have knocked them out of the park. They are freaking amazing. So It's just, there is so much. And I love taking my time, but there's that part of me that's kind of like, I want all the things now. Like, I want it all, and I want it all now. So, hi, Chris. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's been very, very crazy. But I know for you, you have been getting some playtime in, which is good, because I've got some questions for you. So, you know, we like to know how everyone, I think the sharing of information is fantastic. It's a great thing that our community does that. But it just to get a bit more nitty gritty stuff, you know, just to see how what works for one person won't work for another. But having all this information is good. It prepares us for taking that challenge tune out or starting a new one or whatever we're going to do. So for you, how has leveling been in Shadowlands so far?
It's been a struggle to get time to play. I've been playing at the end of my night because I'm rewarding myself right now because, like I said, I've been, you know, buried in the sand, not knowing what the hell's going on with the expansion too deeply because I've got other stuff I have to get through that's on a deadline. And, yes. And so in between working on that and then rewarding myself with playtime at the very end of my night, depends on how tired I am. So I'm trying to get a regular through there just so I can get a handle on what's going on and everything that everybody's talking about. And I'm seeing all these people talking in trade and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, oh, this must be level 60 stuff because I'm so not there yet.
Yeah.
And I'm so lost and I'm just like, okay. I will say what little I have seen of Shadowlands on live has been interesting. I've noticed some tweaks here and there that were not present in beta. So it was a good tweak in that perspective.
Yeah.
It fills in a little bit of the blanks with the cinematics now being in place, so I don't feel as lost, but I still feel a little lost. I'm really quite with you in the slowpoke department because, of course, Russell's like, oh, you should level a gatherer and take that through to try to get some money going for the beginning of the expansion. I was like, yes, I will do that this time. And I did that, and I'm level 58 and just leaving Maldraxxus. So I'm like, oh, fish. And then I'm like, oh, I got my fishing up, and I'm sitting there and fishing. And then the one spot I was fishing in, there was like four flower nodes that would spawn like every minute. So I'm like, oh, let me go there, get this. And I was like 55 before I even left Bastion or something. And I'm like, oh, I really should play some. So I'm like, it's been interesting. I have noticed I took a hunter through, or I'm in the process of taking a hunter through. Okay. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's my hunter pet. I've noticed something very odd with it where it's goes to fight.
Yeah.
And then it maybe hits it once or twice and then it just sits there and I'm like, hi, you gonna do something? And he's like, nah, you got this. And then just as like kill shot comes up, it's like, okay, and it pokes it and I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, is this just a graphical glitch or are you not actually damaging anything? Because I have a hermit crab pet, so I'm like, what's going on? And so yeah, that's a little bewildering to me. I almost pulled out a different pet to see if it was just the animation on that pet, but I wasn't seeing any damage on the scrolling text
popping either.
So I'm like, hello. So
I don't know
what's going on there. There's a lot of myths going on. I noticed that in beta.
Yeah.
Where even on spells, you know, on casters, you know, you're casting miss. Oh, that hit. I'm like, whoa, wait, we're back to spells missing again? This was terrifying for me when I had seen that.
Yeah. Fair was saying she's seeing a lot of miss when fighting on a hunter. So do we need hit again? I don't know. I didn't
hit's think... even really there anymore. So I'm like...
No, because it's stamina, intellect, versatility, crit,
mastery. Not there.
Okay. All right. So why would a pet? Okay. We might have to do some.
Yeah. It was weird. Checking on that. Like, okay.
I haven't noticed that with Voidy. I will have to pay more attention because, like, I'm literally, like, playing this, like, just going, oh, shiny. Like, oh, look at all the things. So, I
have them in defensive stance, so I don't know if it's a problem with the stance or the pet overall. I didn't pop in to assist. But, like, you know, I'll be getting hit, and he's just kind of sitting there, and I'm like, hi, hey, are you mad? Come on, let's talk through this. I'm getting, you know, my butt kicked here. Let's go. And then they're like, oh, right, I'm supposed to be fighting. And I'm like, yes, fight, hit. And I'm like hitting attack, and it just kind of high. Fight. And I'm like, he's like sitting in front of the mob, just kind of staring at it. And then all of a sudden I'll see his little claw swing forward and hit him suddenly. And then he's finally hitting again. Like, he'll run up and charge into the fight. And then he's like, hi, mob. And then he's like, oh, yeah, let's have a chat. I'm like, no, hit the thing. So I don't know. I mean, that was a regular. It wasn't a challenger. So,
yeah, but I mean, if it's happening on a regular, it'll definitely happen on a challenge. And Fair said that her hunter is having that issue. So we might have to do a little research if anyone else is finding the same thing. And I'd be interested, like, comparing that with Hunter Warlock, obviously, with having pets, whether it's just showing up for a hunter pet.
Yeah.
I'll have to pay more attention instead of, you know, looking around and be like, oh, shiny.
Yeah, I haven't taken any pet classes out yet, so I don't know if this is just isolated.
Yeah, it seems weird, but like you said, like, do we need hit again? Like, that does not make sense. We've not had a hit for... Anyway, we will do some investigating and find out what's going on, because it does seem awfully weird, so...
Yeah, like, leave it to me to find the weird stuff. So I'm like, hi. So
it's all right. I mean, we love it when people find the weird stuff, because that's great. It all means that we all kind of go, oh, hot damn. We need to make adjustments.
Yeah, like, so I'm surviving okay. I mean, granted, it is a normal at this time. But, you know, it's just, it's odd.
Yeah.
So it's not something I noticed before, but I don't know if it was happening before and I just didn't notice.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm actually looking at the fight more as, you know, I'm hitting my buttons on this character, and I'm like, once I noticed it, now it's like in the forefront of my mind, and I'm like, do something. So, no, mine's a regular hunter pet. It's just a hermit crab I picked up randomly because I was like, oh, hey, you kind of match my transmog, and now I don't have that transmog anymore because of gear upgrades.
Transmog? It's called Mishmash. That's the start of an expansion. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to fix it, and then I'm like, no, don't fix it yet. You're just going to waste the gold on it.
Faye was saying hers is working with Greygon and a spirit bear. So she's having the same issue. But yeah, so I'm anyway, we might do a little bit of testing and find out, because that seems awfully strange. But there's bound to be, there's probably a reason, but what exactly is that reason?
Yeah, like,
we will find out.
Something still happening in the code in the background, or something else is going on that they haven't been told about yet. They're busy. They're busy with all sorts of things, because we have another extended maintenance on Monday, which surprised me. But I was like, oh, okay.
See, Fair says she's hitting yellow mobs in Bastion, and she saw it last night. So,
interesting.
You know,
it didn't matter.
Okay. All right. We will have a look at that. We will see. Okay, all right. So, other than that, what else is?
What other leveling I have been doing in the past since we last spoke has been in the lower level zones. You know, just kind of putzing through, working on a couple lower level challengers. One's a test challenger that I took out, and so, you know, I'm trying to find my feet. Slow going, because I'm always slow at the beginning of a new X pack, especially right now. But, you know, we're trying to find a way.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. All right. So, suggestions. Obviously, you know, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of
wonky stuff going on. There's a bit of, you know, there's a bit of, wow, it's the start of an expansion. Some people have just been, off they go with their challenge soon. Hey, look, fantastic. You guys sorting out all the little, you know, tricky things for us. Thank you. We heart you very much for all of that. Commiserations to those that have been lost along the journey of discovering what's working, what's not working. However, for you, what do you suggest for people to look at the start of an expansion for challenge tune wise?
Go slow. It's not a race or not in a contest. It's not a contest situation. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy what's going on around you. Pay attention to what's going on around you. It's easy to get lost in, you know, the beautiful artwork and, oh, what's over here? Oh, what's over there? And then, you know, you really need to do that self-awareness check, especially when you're on a challenger in new zones.
Yes.
And it might sound silly, and I'm like, no, listen to me here. You need the self-awareness check, because I had that happen on my regular. Yes. And I was off doing, I'm like, oh, let me go get this, let me go get that. Some of these zones that I didn't catch in beta have up to level 60 mobs in them. And so if you're like level 52 and you're on, say, a working man, and you're just, you know, all focused about gathering, and suddenly you're in an area where the mobs are a lot higher, and you're like, oh, hey, why is that red? And then you're suddenly surrounded, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
No.
So, plus they're elites as well. So that's dumb.
Yeah, some of them are elites mixed in there, and you don't want to find yourself in an, oh, shit, what did I do situation. And you also want to self-awareness check the other people around you. Because, you know, they're lolling their way through. They're not doing what you're doing. They're, you know, oh, I'm in a hurry and I'm just gonna run. And they're dragging 25 miles behind them. And if you healed yourself somehow, that could suddenly hit their aggro ring as they're running right over you and like, hey, you look yummy. So, you know, you don't want to suddenly pick up that person's problems and oh, there you go. So it does need to be said, when you're on a challenger, you do have to have some sort of self-awareness where you are, where other people are, what they are doing. And, you know, just making sure that you've got a safety net as much as you can around you.
Can I just also add one thing to that, because that is that is absolutely fantastic. And I do think that with new zones and exploring, again, the self-awareness of what that zone will have, terrain in particular, what looks like it might just be a kind of like an upover, you know, like it's a little hill, it might be a mountain. Checking the maps to make sure that you know that you're not on the edge of a map and you're going the wrong way. You know, falling off the edge of the world, as much as it is a fantastic thing to do on a regular tune, not so good to do that on a challenge
tune. I feel like this is coming from experience, but I'm not quite sure. I know I've been there, and I was there in beta. What looks like a small cliff jump down is not. Guys, there's gaps that you don't see at the angle that you're at. So we're on islands in the sky.
Yep.
There's
multiple islands in the sky that you can fall off of, particularly later can.
More deadly versions of the little poofs in Grand and Outlands. There's no coming back from that. You just fall and fall and
there
fall.
There should be a stat for that, falling off the world. I reckon I'd probably top that list. But anyway, That's a story for another time. But yeah, just like seriously being self-aware of all of that, but also your zones is really, really important on a challenge chain. So yeah, like Chris says, don't jump, John. That's true. Don't jump over things. It can be no bottom. Like, bottomless pits are a real thing in Shadowlands. It's no coming back from that.
No, there isn't. And also on the same self-awareness plateau, if you're running through somewhere and you suddenly feel very alone, there's a problem.
Yeah.
You're either about to DC, mm-hmm. or you're about to have a shit ton of mobs respawn on top of you.
Yeah.
Because there's sections where the respawn super quick, and there's sections where it lags behind a little bit and it's a little bit slower.
Yeah.
So I ran into that situation in the Maw. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, it was interesting. So and I only knew there was supposed to be mobs there because I had gone through there previously on other characters and in beta, and I'm like, what's mm-hmm. going on here? Because phasing's a little funny in certain spots.
Yeah.
And you might not have seen the person that was there that just killed everything because they quickly transitioned into the next phase. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so watch your respawns. I mean, there's not much you can do about that, but you know, be aware and think, oh, maybe I should hang back a few minutes and
have a backup plan.
Yeah, you know, don't be afraid to reset yourself and your position. Just step back, go back to the safe spot next, or the semi-safe spot, at least where you're not, you know, boxed in.
Well, it's
like an edge.
It's better to re-kill stuff and stay alive than to forge forward and find that all of a sudden you're in the middle of 20 mobs. And there is a lot of sections, especially in this new path with the expansion, that there is a lot of mobs. Like, in a very, very tight space. I'm just trying to think.
Populated
in
certain sections. And they like to come together. Mm-hmm. So they have friends here.
Yes.
And
much patting. Much patting back and forth and back and forth. Yes. Yeah. So
just take it easy. Mm-hmm. And this kind of ties into what we just talked about. And I know you guys are going to be so effing sick of us saying this. Please scout. You have mm-hmm. no idea how much this is going to help you. I don't care if it's a regular that you've stripped down and geared similarly to your challenger. You need to test this stuff, especially in the new zones, because like Sir found out earlier this week, if you're part of our Discord, he came into some interesting RNG in the way quests were behaving as to whether or not you were gonna die on it. So it's you definitely want to test it out, you know, test it with similar class or the same class, similarly geared, similar level, and just to try to get a better feel for this, because things are behaving a little strangely than what we're used to.
So
definitely want to scout this stuff out, especially if you're in a spot that you've never touched before.
Yeah. And like Root says, there's Warlock, use Eye of Kilrog, which is really, you know, again, if you've got the abilities, Hunters have what, Eye of the Beast. Like, there are certain things that you can do, but obviously, if you've not taken out a challenge tune yet, having that normal, you know, kind of regular tin or scout or whatever you want to be playing on at the moment, just to get a feel for how things are hitting, because
I would like to add an amendment to those abilities. So like, if you're using mind control or Kilrog or Eye of the Beast or whatever, make sure you're safe when you go to do that. We're going to be talking more about that in the next part too. But again, it goes back to situational awareness and where you are. So you don't want to just be standing out in the middle of somewhere and sort of be indisposed, shall we say, and not be paying attention to what's going on to you. So
Exactly. Like,
use those abilities wisely.
Yeah, Stur says scouting is crucial, even for normal mobs. Killed by second iron in Shadowlands to a Tolbuck-type critter. It was a gore that will take instant half your health and a dot that kills you. Can't those heal fast enough. Yeah. Killed.
They hurt that.
That's, yeah, that, like, that's rough. It's just things... and again, what you test on one turn, it might be fine, and then the next turn you take out, and it's not, because RNG can be cruel with the way some of these quests are playing and what mobs are doing. RNG is very real, so just...
Yeah, it's very heavy this time,
yeah.
I'm noticing. So.
Mm. Exactly. All right, so anything else that you want to add to that before we see...
No, I think the rest of it will work into what we're going to talk about next.
All right. So,
do you have anything else to add? Do you have any suggestions? We don't get to hear from your side of the opinion very often.
Don't fall off things, leader. That one... Yeah, pretty much, Lee. It's very... I mean, this is why I don't touch a challenge tune for a while, because, you know, I'm all like, oh, shiny, and it's all pretty, and I need to get that stuff out of my skin before I hop on the challenge tune.
Yeah, because novelty
wear off a little bit. Yeah, because otherwise it'll be like, you know, leader bites the dust, and then another one, and then another one. So I'm trying to just to get all that, you know, all that, all the pretty, all the shiny, oh, I killed myself, oh, I fell off here, oh, I did this, or that's really bad, and figure that all out before I test the waters of bringing out the big challenge girls. But other than that, it's very obviously the more is streamlined for those that are braving and going in and doing all that. There's not a choice. You've got to follow the path until you get to pretty much Lee. You get to Bastion. After that, you can go, you know, be bloodthirsty, whatever you want to be able to do. The quests have been interesting. Some, I don't know. I'm kind of trying to test everything with leader. It's just looking at the quests and going, oh, this part of, you know, what's this story like? What's this quest evolve? Look at those pretty mobs. Oh, they hit really hard, you know?
Yeah.
So, again, it's all just kind of learning what's going on, and but yeah, the biggest thing is of course my ability to find shinies and get very distracted very quickly, as certain people know. So yeah, it's just there's a lot, and it's trying to take it all in and just be like this is... For me, I don't know if you guys find it, but for me, the first turn that I take through every expansion will always be leader. There is no way it's anyone else. So this is the first time I see all of this stuff, and that's always done with leader. So when I look at things, I'm still looking at it from different points of view, like irons and bloodthirsties, and, you know, like, oh, pacifist wise how would that work, and various things, but I want to enjoy all the newness before I get to the actual challenge tune, where I kind of feel like, okay, all right, things have settled, I'm not all like, oh, like this, I'm kind of like a bit more chill. Does happen, not often. So yeah, it's just learning all the things before I venture. But kudos to you guys that are out there, and I know there's quite a few out there that are playing along, so forge guys,
because I'm like so far behind everybody else, but I'm like, okay, well, you know, they're finding out things for me, so
mm-hmm.
that kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, like usually I take my priest through everything first, but this time I switched it up and I took the hunter through first. And
yeah.
It's been interesting. I'm probably making more money on my hunter because they're gathering than I will on my priest because she doesn't really have a gathering skill. But,
yeah. There is so much. There's so much to take in, not only just on a challenge perspective, but also, you know, for if you enjoy the story, you know, the new characters that are introduced, the new spells, the way things are working. There's so much, and it's fantastic. There's just so much. It's great.
There really is a lot. It's just getting. How things are working,
getting
now.
The brain around it. Yeah, it's like, hey, so oh my god, the lore is amazing, Chris. It's like I was gonna say that one thing last night when I'm doing a certain part, and I won't say where, I won't, not to give anything out, but you know when you're going along and you're reading all the quests and you get to a point and you're like, oh, I know what's gonna happen, I can see this is what's gonna happen, cinematic plays, and you're like, yes, yes, yeah, what? wait, what? So there has been a few of those moments when I thought I had things that I was understanding about what this expansion is about, and then Blizzard's kind of like, give you something else. So it's, yeah, so now I'm kind of like more like going, what have they done? Because now I'm like, god damn it, now I need to find out. So stories.
I had a moment in beta where in one of the zones they started out a quest chain and I was like, oh, I have a feeling this is where this is gonna go, and it did kind of go that way.
Yeah,
it surprised me, but it didn't surprise me, and I was like, okay, because you know I knew that they just couldn't let that one aspect go. They had to fold it back in somehow. And it was interesting how they did fold it back in, but I don't want to give anything away
it's a bit, let you guys, you know, for those that don't like story, hey, that's fine, but a lot of people do. The story, you know, to me, it's always been a big part. I love the story. And it's Blizzard's story. Like, whatever they give me is just like, okay, all right, go for it. It's like reading a massive novel that you get to play in. What's one of those novels? Like, Choose Your Own Adventure. Like, do you go this way? Do you go... Yeah. It's kind of... That's what WoW's kind of like. Choose Your Own Adventure. Which way do I want to go? Very much so at the moment, so... Anyway, okay, so your week has been crazy, usual, so...
That doesn't even describe it lately.
Yeah, so...
There's been a lot of late nights this week, and we've got another week of very late nights coming up. Well, I mean, I'm up late to begin with, but it's been later than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, deadlines.
Yes.
But I did work in some playtime this week, mostly because I was going to be on tonight, so I wanted to have something to talk about. So I started work on two Bloodthirsties this week. We did it on stream. Worked on my baby blood, my test one, gnome. So Frozen Soul, my mage. She's the one I was testing out for new leveling paths and seeing what was happening. I got a level on her. Combat started to slow down a little bit on her, which wasn't unexpected. But, you know, just, it's like, oh, okay, this stuff's getting in my face a little bit more now. And I'm taking a couple more hits. I'm back to where I'm eating after every fight again. Again, not unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually surprised it lasted until level 18 where I didn't have to do that.
Okay.
You know, it's been okay. I'm running Frost on her, and she's doing all right. She's in green gear. What the heck am I leveling on her? I gotta stop and think about this. Feralis. I'm currently in Feralis on her. And I actually had something happen on her on stream that I haven't happened in months.
Okay.
I had a realm shard shift. Which was very interesting because I haven't had one physically happen while I was playing in a while. So they're still out there, guys. Careful. I was out there trying to go after the... noxious whelps. I was trying to farm for a green whelp. I have good luck getting them, all my challengers, and nobody was out there last week. It was a desert, barren wasteland. I was the only one there. Apparently, some of the 60s are like, okay, I'm gonna go work on my alts now. There was people there this time, and I was doing okay, and then had a shift happen right after I looted, and I turned and looked behind me, and I'm like, oh. Oh, everything's alive behind me now. So I'm like, right. I haven't had one of these in such a long time. I wasn't sure if they were still doing them or if they were being a little bit more seamless. No, they're still there.
Yeah.
They're still there. So do be careful. And then suddenly there was people all over the place. So I'm like, right, we're going to change our grinding location. And I just went to another section of the zone because there was too many people for me to really get a kill in edgewise, and I wasn't fighting with them because some of them were higher level and I didn't want my XP to get totally tanked.
That's so fair enough.
I to a different spot. But they are a thing, so I did get one level on her. We got her to 18.
Nice.
And probably the biggest thing that I did this week, I ripped the band-aid off. I was gonna wait.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I was getting fancy, and I also wanted to a little bit of extra testing for you to make sure that we got everything, make sure my list was correct, make sure your list was correct, at least from the Alliance side. And I took Soul Snuffer into the Maw. So she's my big bloodthirster.
Okay.
I hit 120.
How'd it go?
It was interesting. I will say, I noticed some things on my Hunter when I took her through there that felt better than they did in beta.
All right.
And I was like, well, is this an illusion? Because I'm on a slightly more geared hunter. I mean, it wasn't a raid geared hunter or anything. They had like maybe three or four blues, maybe one purple. That was quest drops. So I was like, yeah, my perspective might be a little skewed. So I took her in. I was going through the quest list and as we were doing it on stream, and it was okay. It was scary as shit, I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot going on for a challenge tune, and since she was one of my 120s, I was really nervous with her, and I was like, I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? I'm gonna die. And I was, I just kept trying to tell myself that, okay, it's only, you have to only have to get back up to 50 to get back in here. It's gonna be okay. 50 is a long time for a bloodthirsty, though, but
yeah.
But I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
So, very hesitant the whole way through, and the escort has been the thorn in my side on testing challengers.
It's not an escort.
You have to do it. And it's not a real escort, but you're moving with a group.
Yes. I hated that.
It behaved very funny in beta, and I was very scared to do this on live. I did survive it in beta, but it was terrifying. It's still terrifying. It's not as terrifying, but it's still terrifying. There's certain sections where if you lag behind the NPCs, they kind of wait for you to catch up if you're stealthed, and the second you come out of stealth, the flying chicks all dive bomb you. It's a certain part of the escort, so you really have to step carefully and be paying attention. Cooldown management is absolute must on the escort. But you can't blow them all on the first section where they dive on you. You're gonna need to save all of them or most of them for the second, because they're not going to be off cooldown by the time you hit the second wave.
That's true.
The second wave's the worst, I think, in my opinion. But you've got to watch your feet. That's my biggest advice I can give for being in the Maw. Is you know, watch your feet, watch your cooldowns. If you're in an area where you can wait for them to come off cooldown, do so. And just, you know, hang back a little bit. It was hectic when I was in there. There was people running every which direction, and I'm just like, okay. And again, watch your feet. And it's like a raid in there, but not really. There's swirls that keep popping up in certain sections under your feet. If you don't move, you're gonna take quite a hit in damage. And you gotta watch your respawns too. But you know, make sure, watch your feet, okay?
And respawns seem to be quite, I wouldn't say necessarily like fast, but very like quick, because if you're playing with a lot of people around, like whether Blizzard's balanced it a bit better to make sure, oh well, you know, there's like 100 people out here questing, so we'll make sure that the respawn is happening well compared to, you know, there's only like two of you.
Strange.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like maybe 5 or 6 people running in there just as I was coming in, and I was kind of stumbling over them, and I hit a section where there wasn't enough mobs to kill. So I was like, okay, for like the first part. So I was kind of hanging back a little bit.
Yeah.
And kind of letting them up a little. The ruiner guy, he wasn't bad. I got close enough to tag and just hung back. I didn't actually get too involved in that fight. I stayed well off of that platform.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of the lead up to him.
Way back.
I was just in like power word pain, shadow word pain, excuse me. So I would tag him every so often with that. I think I made for one penance because I didn't want to pull aggro on him.
Yes.
So I just didn't have to get credit. And another piece of advice I have, when you're with your NPC helper in the beginning of that, you have to kill the ruiner. You have to, it's a quest you pick up a little bit down on your way to him. Mm-hmm. You have to, what the hell is it? Inspire other death knights that are fighting NPCs. You have to click on them or something. Yep. Then there's another one where you have to kill X number of NPCs. Mobs, excuse me. Don't kill the ruiner before you kill the other quest with the other kill X NPCs. You need his help in there because those things hit like a truck.
Yes.
Even to a green geared character, they hit hard. He helps you more than you realize.
Yeah. So you need more grain
first before you
for
deal
ruiner.
With the ruiner, because if you deal with the ruiner, he's like, okay, I'll see you down below, and I'm like, whoa, hey buddy, we're still, and he's like, nope, bye.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, come back. So you're on your own.
Yeah.
So I kind of dicked around a little bit, making sure I had all those kills in first before I went and dealt with him, because you definitely notice he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts.
That was one of the things on beta that I was testing, because I'd done exactly that. I think that was on the... I'm going to say that was on a Pally that I tested. And because, you know, you're just going along and it's just like, oh, yeah, do that. And so then I'm like, he's gone. I was like,
yeah, like it doesn't really register in your brain. It's like, oh, I'm right here. Let me just get this. And then all of a sudden he's like, bye. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah. And the good thing for me is that Soul Snuffer was actually the character, one of the main characters, but the main one I copied over into beta for testing. So I kind of knew what to expect, what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But I will say the escort on a green bloodthirsty felt terrifying, but doable.
Yeah.
And this is on a priest. So she was in a little bit of the squishier spectrum. So it wasn't too bad. It was, like I said, it was scary, but, you know, doable. The only other quest I had a problem with in beta was Stand as One. I believe that's what it was, the end quest to get out. I actually died on that in beta. I've learned my lesson. you don't get involved. You don't. I triggered the quest. They were doing what they were doing, and we played the Ruiner game where you don't touch a single mob. You let all the NPCs growl, taunt, whatever. Don't get involved, but you can't stand still, because again, watch your feet. The flying chicks are coming down in there. It's chaos on that. It's like a wave defense thing where you're guarding the point charging. And, you know, the swirls are popping up under your feet. You have to keep running back and forth in front of this thing so you're not standing still to have this damage happen. So I think on my bloodthirsty, it was doing 2,000 plus damage a hit if I got caught up in the swirl. That's a lot if you can't heal. Our health pool's not that big to begin with on the challengers, irons especially. So you definitely got to watch yourself.
Yes.
But I actually did survive it this time. I was like, hot damn, I managed to get out. I'm like, yay, don't want to do that again. But I got out and I was so excited. I'm like, hey. And, you know, the quests were correct up to that point. I'm still sitting in Orbos. I haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
I'm sitting there staring at the NPCs. They're like, hey, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I don't know. Why am I here? So we're just kind of sitting there looking at each other, shrugging, and we're like, meh, pointing at each other. I'm not sure if I'm going to take the Threads of Fate quest, and once I get that available, that means I have to hang out for a while, or if I'm going to carry on and go up to seek the Ascended to get into Sebastian and just hang out there and not leave there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm still debating, but I've got plenty of time to figure that out. But it was more of a offering her up to the questing checkers, seeing if we got this right. But I do have suddenly a daily that I have credit for, and I didn't do a daily. I know for a fact I didn't do a daily, and I have it on video. I didn't do it, so I think something's account wide is picking up. But you know, we'll figure that out later, because we're not anywhere near being ready yet. But it's just something to look into. So, but with the main quest line, it was okay.
Yeah.
So I got through. She survived, thank God. I'm hoping that she survives getting into Bastion and her first mob in Bastion. But you know, I'm very nervous with her, and I'm like, oh, I'm scared of my shadow right now. Like every mob I killed, I was like, whew. But I did run into trouble with Thrall. Thrall. That boy is getting back together. And him taking so long to pick a damn weapon. We were up in that area, and I'm like, where's all the mobs?
How precious is he? How freaking precious is he? I don't want to use a crossbow. Like, just freaking crossbow's awesome. Like, just use it.
Just use it. God damn it. Just use it. You're the one that threw your axe away. You're going to take what you're going to get. You know, I'm like, so mad. I was so salty. And I'm just like, take it. And be a challenger. Take it. Damn it. And so I'm standing up there, and I'm trying to get to the weapon racks. And I'm like, where's everybody at? And I was like, oh, well, here's a mob up here. And I was really like way up the hill as far as I can go, and I killed that one, and then I'm like, oh, this one came with it, okay, so I'm killing that one. And then I started to get caught in the respawn syndrome, so this one respawned, but that one respawned with a friend, and then that one's coming in. I must have been like 7 or 8 mobs back to back where I didn't get a breather, and I'm like, oh god, this is not, I was like, we need to get the hell out of here. And and he finally found a weapon. I'm like, I didn't even have the dagger yet. It wasn't dropping. And I'm like, I was just like, I want to get out of here. But finally managed to get through that.
Nice.
But that was very scary where the respawns were coming in. So you really do have to be careful.
Yeah.
I would have just waited if I had realized how far up they were missing. But I couldn't see that far up the hill at first. And I was I was regretting. There were regrets. There were many regrets. As I went up there, I'm like, yeah, okay, so do as I say, not as I do. You know, mistakes were almost made. But so again, it all ties into the situational awareness. And I also worked on 2 irons this week.
Okay.
I managed to level Iron Nisi, who was my test priest for Stir. I got her to 23. I can kill stuff. It's going okay.
Nice. Okay.
Just moved her into Nagrand. And Nizdingo, my druid, I got her to 13, so we didn't make too much progress, but we got 3 levels on her, and she's on the Horde side, so I'm really lost. So
nice.
I'm just like, okay, let's try
nice.
This.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Awesome. Well done. At first, like, I was like, give me the damn crossbow.
I know, right?
Thrall, you know, have no clue how to use it.
I know.
It always amazes me. Here we are. You're in parts, you're dealing with, you know, like our leaders, our faction leaders that have apparently got all these hit points and all these so-called amazing abilities that they never seem to be able to use them when you've got to help them. It's like, guys, come on, just throw your frickin' spell, you will annihilate everything that's here. But no, let's just pick up this little thing and we're just gonna go poke, poke, poke. And, you know, nearly die because it's just like...
I was more mad when he threw his only weapon. I'm like, sir? And it just like boinked off of her, and I'm like, sir, that's not a boomerang, sir. And I'm like, now what are you gonna do, huh? Huh? And I'm like, that was real freaking smart. And then we go and find him a new weapon. And I'm like, of course. of course.
It's just like
throwing your weapon away.
I'm not a weapon diva. Seriously, it was. I was standing there. I'm like, you got a crossbow? Just freaking swap. Yeah, you have my stuff. I'll use the crossbow. Just go for it. Stur's like, Thrall and I are picky in similar ways. I pick donuts like he does weapons. Yeah, give me the one with sprinkles.
I can give you. Just take it. Just take it.
Wait, the chocolate covered white. Yeah. We understand you and donuts is a real issue thing. What would you call it? Thing? Issue? Not necessarily. Donuts is Stur's. Maybe that's your Achilles heel. Is that what it is, Stur? That might be it.
I'd hate to see Stur in like a voodoo donut situation. What are you going to do? There's like, you'd have a meltdown over what to pick. You'd have to buy one of everything.
Yeah.
That would be very expensive.
That would be very expensive. Very expensive. But, you know, at the same stage, I do understand because it's nice to try, you know, all the things. All the things mm-hmm. is good. So I can kind of understand that. All right. Well, it sounds like you had well done on Soul Snuffer, because I wasn't quite expecting you to bring her out quite so soon.
I wasn't gonna, but it was taking so long to get through a level, and I hadn't done any prep work yet for stream, and I was like, well, we're really only leveling this one. And I pulled her out, and then I looked at her, and I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't do any of her bar work. I did nothing since Squish. She hasn't moved. Like, I didn't even log her in.
Yeah.
So we did all of that unrested, and, I mean, it was a quest anyway, so it was fine. But now she's starting to accumulate her rested to get ready for her bigger push. I probably won't touch her again for probably another 2 weeks or so, because, like I said, I've got other shit going on that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now I'm in crunch time where, okay, playtime is going to be cut way, way back.
Yeah.
Back to like an hour before I go to bed or something, just to fish. And because I've got some other stuff I have to work on. Once that's done, then I can go back to diving back in and not paying attention to how much time.
Okay. All right. Well,
what did you do?
Still, what did I do?
Playing a little bit.
Just, yeah. It's.
The fall off things?
You know.
Making notes of why you're not fall off things.
That's it. You know, somebody needs to do the research, and apparently it's me. Places not to go, places where you can quite easily get lost and fall off, as well as navigating. Not that I'm bad with, you know, the whole direction, but some of the zones are really quite trying to work out paths, and you're like, okay, I need to get from this point, and there's no flight path. I need to get from this point up to this point, but there's no going straight line. I need to work out like where exactly.
That in itself has been a challenge, because it's like, okay, I see the quest marker.
Yes.
How do I get there? And then you start to get there, and you're like, oh wait, there's a huge ass ravine here. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to go on
this bridges.
A jolly adventure just like, to get to.
How do I get to the
up
bridge?
And around and down. It's been scary. It really has. And guys, we're talking about Falling Us stuff. If you haven't been out there yet, we're not talking about this being a gobbler glider situation. That's not going to save you. Mm-hmm. That is just going to prolong the inevitable.
Yeah. And even if you've got glider, like I did, and I hit my glider and it didn't work. And I was like, right. Then. Okay. Well, there's my body. That's gone. Let's go and we'll have to resurrect the spirit healer, because I can't get my body back. Excellent. But then
a couple of those moments.
It's, you know, this happened. This has been my life since I started playing WoW. So, you know,
there's no shortcutting this. You have to go the long way.
But it can be very deceptive in certain zones where there are bridges. So trying to work out what path do I need to get from point A to point B. Wait, is it a path that's going to take me, you know, like ground level, or do I need to go up a level? Or sometimes, do I actually need to go up another level? Because there's, again, it's not like Nazjatar where it's that weird ass levels, you know, before we got flying. And it was like, this is just this level.
Yeah, you're finding the path to get up there. You have to like go around and weave up and curve and then go up in an opposite direction. It was, some of the sections were really, really challenging to get to your quest giver.
Yeah. And then, I mean, again, thank God, like finding the path of, okay, I went down this path and, oh, look, there's all the elites. Excellent. They've come to say hi. But I got away from them, but wait, I've only got half my hit points. And then I find this other section of nice little mobs that are like, hey, we want to meet you. And we're just going to pummel you and knock you off your mount. And there is no going back. And again, I'm not on a challenge tune. I'm on leader. I'm on my normal. But the things I'm like, okay, this path I'm not... I'm not going this way. So,
yeah, if you know, just trying to with nameplates,
get the
you're
stuff.
You're going to want them on, and you're going to want them on large nameplates because there's some critters in Bastion that blend in with the tall grass. Like, you don't see them. Like, I ran into a fox, and I'm like, why am I taking damage? And I'm like, what did I run over? And then I turned around. I'm like, oh, hi. And because he was the same color as the grass for me. And it was eating me, and I'm like, oh no, and I was like, all right. And then I realized, why are you taking so long to kill? And I'm like, oh, you're level 58 and I'm 54. So I'm like, this is just great. What did you do? What did you get yourself into? So
it's
definitely do the nameplates.
Definitely learning. Like I think that's the main thing that I can say for me is, as much as I'm learning all the new things, I'm also learning points of I remember I fell off there. That's I know that point. Yeah. That's not a good point. But everything's
at least walking around is scary too, because one's like a skull elite. And somebody on my server decided to pick a fight with it.
Oh.
And there must have been like 3 or 5 people trying to kill it. And the elite was one of those don't screw with me elites. It's not going to end well for you. And he was spawning all kinds of ads on top of ads on top of ads. There must have been like 15, 20 ads around him at one point.
Yeah.
All red named. All lesser than he was, but I was like, oh my god, and I had to run past all this to go away. I mean, it wasn't on my challenger, but I was like, nah, do not want.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what did you guys do? And like, he wasn't even an eighth of health down, and I was like, oh god, give this up.
And again, that's probably the big thing, you know, like testing things, watching. Sometimes it can just be a point of, even if you're on a challenge tune, is watching other people around you, how they interact with a mob, and watching what that mob does before you do. But like Stir and Nisi have both said, Stir said in the chat, Nisi has said, scout it out. Like, we cannot stress this enough. Like, just get your bearings and see how things work. If you're playing your challenge tunes, you know, a good idea is to scout
very hard on my bloods, because, you know, I'm just killing stuff. But this X pack, oh no.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna touch every mob with a scout first.
There
is
some
see what it's
pretty mobs. There is some very, very cute mobs. I must admit that another part of the whole shiny, you know, me going, oh, shiny, is that, oh, God, poor Execute. He's probably like, I'm sure he's just like, just, well, no, he's probably more like, you want everything, because I'll be like going, oh, I want one of those. Oh, I want that as a mount. Oh, I want this as a pet, because I'll see something. And it's, you know, like I've been through Bastion and I saw those beautiful winged lion like, you know, so my first thought is, oh, I want those for a pet. Oh, hang on, wait, no, I want one for a mount. He's like, you can get one as a mount. I'm like, oh, how do I do that? I want one. And every time I go somewhere, it's like, oh, that would make a really good pet. I want that as a little pet. And I'm constantly saying that. So, you know, it's just like, as much as it's like all new, it's just me also going, oh, I want one of those. I want one of those. They're so cute. So that's been keeping me busy. But I must admit, I did hit 60 on Leader, so I'm happy, but there's so much storyline. I'm still, because I want to go through, like, check all the quests, all the zones, you know, so I'm still exploring, I'm still looking at, yes, I've died many, many times on Leader, but, you know, it's just checking everything out. So, it's been great.
Hit 60 well before I'm done the storyline to even get Threads of Fate to open. So I'm like, I'm just.
I did take the Hunter for something. Yeah.
How are you? So, and I'm like 58. I'm like, oh, good. Right. There's... So Revendreth is going to be completely a 60.
Yeah, it is. There is not one zone I don't like. Other than maybe the Maw, but every zone has something.
Bearing on me quite a bit. I was not enthused.
Really? I kind of, it was a very warlocky, there was elements in it that I kind of went, oh, I want one of those. Like that, if that was my garrison, I want one of those. There's like these skulls and this,
that color palette was kind of muted to me. And
but there was.
I was there for long in beta too.
So
and
many
just like,
things.
Okay.
It's just like little bits and pieces. I'm like, oh, this set, like, this is really cool. So, yeah. So it's, again, you know, Blizzard has. They give us amazing things, and sometimes you just, you know, you look out over the zone or over a section or as you're running through or, you know, hitting mobs or whatever, just go, damn, think about this, how this game has been over the last however long you've been playing. And it's just, you know, it's just, it just gives me all the, like, the warm and fuzzies, because been around to see the changes from, you know, from the start to what it is now. And it's just like those cinematics, hot damn. Those guys are good, very good. So it's all for me, it's all learning and it's scouting as such. The girls did get rested. I did log on to them just so they're rested, because I had forgotten to do that. So
gear and bar in order, I haven't had time.
Yeah, it's just time, exactly. Time at the moment leading up to Christmas. Yay, happy, happy joy. Anyway, okay, so let us get on to our, this one. What have we got? Where is it?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right, well, we do have, I would say, Darkmoon Fair starts in, for me, hours,
that's
my
watch.
Yeah, I saw
the tweet earlier, and I was like, that's this week.
Darkmoon Fair is back. So obviously, if you're starting a new challenge tune, except for Bloods, but you know, that might be something you want to consider, because, you know, bags and a little bit of gold and all that kind of stuff. With your other tunes, you may want to pop over to get a bit of, for Working Man and Pacifist, might want to get a little bit of, skill points.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is the good thing. Just remember, you know, Darkmoon Fair, no Weebuff, no Ridey, roller coaster. So no Weebuffs. I think it's just, as much as I love the look of a roller coaster, it makes me so sick. Like, the carousel just goes around. It's quite nice. And you hear the
you still get that, like, stomach dropout feeling on watching going through the animation on the Darkmoon Fair coaster. I can't do roller coasters in real life, so I'm think I wrote it once just to see what it was going to do, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm out. I'm going to get a carousel.
Yep. I did a roller coaster, and I did some boat. I don't know if you guys, like, they have the boats, and they swing at the, they, like.
Oh, God. Like the pirate ships?
Yeah, the pirate ships. And it just, I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go, you know. And it's just like, by the time I got off that, I was like,
I could do that. I think it's a little too strong.
Yeah, I didn't, thankfully didn't eat before I went on. I was just like, hey. nope, no good. So anyway, Dark Moon Fair. So yeah, now the other thing before I forget, which underneath me right on the screen for those watching or watching the video, there is a Get Your Death List In by December 10 banner. For those listening to the podcast, Get Your Death List In by December 10.
I can't push how crucial it is that you get it in.
We have got some, which is great. So thank you to those that have sent stuff in. Having a little bit of a chuckle myself, so, which is fantastic. But yes, if you want to get them in, certainly you can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. All right. Otherwise, you can tweet us. You can let the mods know through Discord. You can, you know, let us know through Facebook, whatever you want to do. You can do it as a, this many got killed. You know, hi, it's me. This is how many I lost this year. Some people go into depth a lot more, and they're always very interesting to read through. I may not have enough time to read everyone if everyone's doing that for next week. But let me just say, it's interesting.
Yeah,
so
next week,
that's right.
It has to be in by the 10th, or it may not get read on the air. Yes, it has to put everything together. It takes time.
Yes,
and stuff. So send it in Saturday morning. You might be shit out of luck.
Yeah, pretty much. So just, you know, just let us know for that, which will be fantastic. As well as doing that, don't forget, it is the last show of the year. I'm going to be having a couple weeks off because IRL, and IRL's the big thing. Plus Christmas is coming, family, and yeah, all of those things. So we're going to be having a few weeks off. So next week will be the last show of the year, as well as it will be our Christmas as well. So not only Death List, Christmas, last show of 2020 for us. And super excited that we will have the Goblin himself coming to join. Join us next week, and we will catch up and see how he's doing. So Zortz will be here. How can we not? How can we not? It is the Death List, and it is all his fault. I mean, no.
Yes, it is.
Not, well, we attribute. He started it. So it's now tradition. It is greatly tradition. So we do look forward to that.
Dawn's number one rule? Blame Zortz. So
if in doubt, yeah, pretty much always blame Zortz, which is great. And we blame him with big hugs and big hearts, because
there are worse things to be blamed for.
Exactly. So it'll be great to catch up with him next week. All right. Now a couple of things. I think this week has been a blur
because
work. Oh, anyway, IRL is so much fun at December, and Christmas time is fantastic. So a couple of things I wanted to mention. There was some changes up on the website for some rule stuff. In particular, we sorted through some Bloodthirsty again, updated a couple of little bits and pieces that needed to. The best I can tell you is we had worked out the quest for Bloods, because obviously Nisi's has gone through yes. and sorted from step from point one for a Bloodthirsty to getting to Bastion. We are allowing, and we've worked out the whole steps, all the quests. There's an order, and until you get to Bastion, it's for Bloodthirsties, it's like a direct path. Like, you follow this step, then this step, then this step. There's no deviating. It's in order. We've have listed all of them down now. I've got, hang on, let me copy and paste, because, you know, multitasking. So we do have a quest allowed for Bloodthirsty. That's everything's been updated on there, and as you can see, we had to allow quite a few because there is no it's like so you've got to go into the more, even if you do the Threads of Fate.
Yeah, so you have to at least do those, like,
got to get through
22 quests. I think it's
21. Yeah, so anyway, that's just to give you a heads up. For Bloodthirsty, there are things like, obviously, now we did discuss Chromie time, which is allowed for a Blood. It's a little bit different because Chromie time wasn't counting as an actual quest. However, it does if you take it from the Adventurer's Journal or the War Board. So if you just go see Chromie, it's not counting as a quest. But if you accept the quest to do it, then it is. So just be very mindful. Oh God, I hate that word. Just be very aware of those kinds of things. Obviously, also we've allowed for covenants. Now, again, if you guys don't want to use them, it's up to you. The same as specs. We're allowing specs. If you want to make a specless challenge turn, then by all means, go ahead. We are not having separate lists for it. It's just, you know, go ahead. You do you. You do you. If you want to try it without a spec, go for it. That's, you know, it's up to you. Same with covenants. Now, obviously, covenants for a Bloodthirsty is not allowed because you need quests to open them. And literally, you're going to kill stuff. So you don't want to be questing, and covenants are all about questing.
The quest felt so wrong in the mall just having to do those. I'm like, this is no. But, yes, you know, you don't have a choice in that section.
Exactly. Exactly.
Once you get out of there.
So we have changed, you know, we've just had to modify a couple of little things. The biggest, excuse me, my throat. The biggest thing that I do want to point out is at the moment, there is no State of the Challenges, obviously, until things are back, and I have no news. They say no news is, what is it? No news is good news. Well, good news. That is correct. No. So I will let you know this, and this is all I'm going to say on it for the moment, is the fact that when Blizzard's API came up for what we've now got, there has obviously, there's been a lot of changes. And there is stuff now in their code that is either new or not really sure. The guys aren't really sure. But there's a lot of stuff. And to mix it in with the code that we've already got, which we have Stone's original code, we have got Olm's stuff that he has done. So we've mashed together like two codes. And basically, it's with Blizzard's new code now, a lot of the stuff is, it's not functioning. So
they don't like each other.
they really don't like each other, and they've got to, they're trying to work out, from what I can see, they're trying to work out endpoints. Don't ask me, I'm not a coder, so a lot of this stuff's like, whew! It's, yeah, but it's very, and I cannot stress this enough, very messy, the code that they're trying to figure out, because you've got two sets of code plus now Blizzard's new code, and yeah, that is matched from Blizzard's old code. And I'm not saying peace, I'm just saying that this stuff is gonna take a while. On top of that,
you know,
it's
those string
December
maps where people have, you know, discussing a theory about, oh, well this one killed that person, but they're over here, and you know, you've got 500 different colored strings all over the map. Think of something
it's
like that that they're trying to make
just
communicate with each other.
Yeah, so, but even on top of that, it's just, it's December, it is Christmas, everybody is busy, and our wonderful code wardens that volunteer their time to us, you know, we've all got a little bit of limited time, because IRL is crazy. Like, it just, yes, it, so things, we will let you know when things are right. Just remember, there's a big banner on the website that says there is no updating, no adding. Just please, if you're gonna go and try tunes that have got level requirements, it's probably not going to work, because you need to be registered by that time. So go and enjoy. Make yourself a scout. Do, you know, there are things. There is nothing I can do. Okay, we just gotta wait till things get sorted. So as much as I can say, hang on. As much as I can say, I apologize. It's taking so long. It is what it is, guys. There is nothing we can do. There is a lot of stuff that they've got to look at, and it's a little bit messy. Not a little bit, it's a lot messy. So for the moment, we have a website. You want to go follow the rules? Okay, think of it as a brochure site. Go have some fun. But if you're going to want to register tunes down the track, then be aware you might not be able to, or you might get flagged. We won't know how until things play out. So we will let you know as soon as things are ready. They're not ready. Okay, so going forward, that's all I've got to say about that at the moment. And they're busy. There's lots of stuff. I'm like, it's crazy how much they've got to look at. So yeah, so we will let you know. Alrighty, until then, if I could figure out how to take down the state of the challenges myself, I would take that down, because I would really like that not to be on the front page right at the moment. So but anyway, I'm not guru'd into WordPress. Everything, I just am probably a bit like you, Nisi, just figuring.
Try to look at it and see if I can do something.
No, don't. Because if you do that, I'm going to get really cranky. I'd much rather get really cranky at me. So if I completely miss them. Yeah, so let's not. But I will see if there is ways and means to remove that, or at least clear it. Because it's really bugging me. It's really, really, it has been for quite some time. So yeah, so no news is good news, and there is nothing else to say other than we will let you know when things are back and ready to add tunes and updates and all that fun stuff. So we appreciate your patience, we thank you for that, but it is what it is, which again, remind me, I'm going to do a banner of that for next week. Leaders banner! For the year, we will do that. All right. I think that's all we've got to report for news. Did I cover everything? I think
so. And yeah, I did have a couple of questions, or at least a question, come in on Twitter this week. We will let you know.
We will.
The tracker is back up. We're not going to not tell you. Trust me. We will tell you. We will shout it from the rooftops.
Yes.
But, you know, until you hear from us, until you see the banner gone.
Yes.
Then, no. No, no, not ready.
And, you know, we do appreciate, we know someone has already dinged 60 on their pacifist. Fair. And again, until the tracker comes up, but we do want to say that congratulations. Who would have thunk that, you know, here we are in Passy, little old Passy, you know? So, but again, to do the write-ups and to do all of the things, like the big proper congratulations, we are waiting on the tracker and it's not ready. So we apologize, Fair. We apologize to everyone for that. But, you know, again, it is what it is. So there will be many things to catch up with when I'm sure we get it all back up and running smoothly. Okay? So, but again, congratulations, Fair. Well done.
That was quick.
Yeah, yeah, she's, I tell you.
Fair went off.
Just,
like,
yeah.
I'm gone.
Fair went off. Love it. Okay. Bumper. Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
Alrighty. So we've got a little one from the vaults from this one. Let me play his bumper because we do love to hear this.
Ezzy's pun.
So, from Ezzy's pun vault, how do you search for Will Smith in the snow? Look for the fresh prints. As Russell gives a thumbs down from across the room.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's I mean, yes, now I've heard it, it's like, oh, I remember that one. I loved that show back in the day. It's just still
Winter, Christmas, it's very no cute. Time for this section. Let's go with that one. Let's
go see. With that one, exactly. Alright, well, I've got the one from Dave. So Dave has sent this. I wanted to watch the World Origami Championship on TV, but it was only on pay-per-view.
I love that.
Yep.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep. You get the next one, because I can't.
This came up in conversation the other night.
Go for it.
From Execute.
Mm-hmm.
Why are mobs so dangerous in the Shadowlands? There's mall of them.
Yep. That's my guy.
Lucky man.
Yep. Anyway. That's, yeah, look, I will get a look. We'll do this one because, you know, we do appreciate you all for, we do appreciate you all. So here we go. It's probably a much bigger applause than expected to give, but anyway, thank you guys, thank you so much. All right, so we did get a question. It's from Eric. Quick question: does the new starting area disqualify the character for the Iron Man challenge, since you have to do a dungeon in it? Obviously he's talking about Exile's Reach, and we have said Exile's Reach is not allowed, as the dungeon at the end does count in your stats. And sometimes it will randomly group you with other players. It does this. We've tested it. I have had people test it. I've tested it. Nisi and I have tested it.
Yes.
So, yeah. So it does have that. But it does count for a dungeon, etc. So, as much as we would love to say, yes, as a challenge player, hey, go do it. No, Exile's Reach. you do that, you can go do it, but you'll get red flagged. Like, it's not even yellow. You'll get red flagged. So,
the only people that wouldn't get red flagged would be a full team of five.
Absolutely. And there is no five team irons. So, and even then, irons on that last, in that little dungeon, if you do that wrong,
messy.
Yeah, that's five people that can die. So, yeah, like if there's someone out there with the five man team that want to go and try it out, let us know. I'd be curious. But myself, yeah, not going to take that at all. So as much as we also said, after taking a regular character through it once and getting the achievement, all other characters after that will be asked to pick where they want to start, whether it's Exile's Reach or the starting area. So that's if you're, if you are new. Okay, new account. So yes, you need to do it once if you're flagged as a new account. But after that, once you've done it, you can then choose, oh, I'll make a gnome. Well, I don't want to do Exile's Reach. I want to do the gnome starting zone and, you know, start from there. So just pick the normal starting area if that's the case. If you want to try Exile's Reach to get the transmog, to see what it's like, I'm pretty sure there's an achievement. You know, so do that on a normal tune. There's no reason why you can't do that. So, absolutely. And enjoy it. It is a pretty place. Like, we had fun, didn't we? There's lots of stuff. Very much it's like hands-on of, do this. And you're like, no, you don't. Oh.
No, I'm not doing that.
Need to do it like this to complete the quest. Yeah, that's not the way I do it in real liter time. But, you know. So, yeah, but have fun in it. It's a beautiful area. It really is. It's really a lot of fun. It's very cool. Okay. I think we've covered everything. That's it?
I think so.
That's it. All right. Well, we'll do our thank yous. So, Nisi, can you do our Iron Elites, please?
Sure. So, thank you to Iron Elite supporters. You guys help us more than you can possibly ever imagine. We can't thank you enough. So we would like to thank the following Iron Elite supporters: Aleandris, Xylan, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crashlanding99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaztin, Iron Brittle, Iron Man Path, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mrs. Bright01, Mrs. Migi, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winima, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you guys so very much.
Thank you, absolutely. And I will be updating that. It's the beginning of the month, so I will be looking at that later on today. What I did forget to mention was we did have a promotion to our mod team, and I think we would all like to say congratulations and welcome aboard to Execute
welcome.
Coming on and is now a mod. So so welcome. Well, why should we say welcome? But you know what I mean. So congratulations, Execute, and welcome to the team as such. So yeah. Okay, so not only that, I have to say that Stone, Stir, and myself, as always, we do appreciate everything that our wonderful mods do for us, in particular for me. One right there in like that way that I'm pointing. So she does a lot for me, but not only that, all of our mods do. So appreciate what you guys do. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you so much. we do appreciate, and all the time, all the things that you do, the testing, the, you know, checking on questions. So thank you. Greatly, big hearts and big hugs to you all. Now, big thank you also to our code wardens. We have got Elke, Fimless, and Belle, who are busy being our little code wardens over there. And we do appreciate them, of their time, of their knowledge, of the, all the things. And we do also appreciate that it is December and it is very busy. It is a very busy month. IRL is very, very real. So we do appreciate that. All right. To you guys, for everyone that is here, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for joining us. It's lovely to see so many, not faces, but so many of you in the chat room. Thank you for that. We do love to come have a chat with you every week, except for after next week, I'm having a break. Just remember that. And to everyone listening at home. So thank you for listening. And don't forget, we do appreciate all of your support, no matter what kind that you give us. It's so, thank you very much. All right. Before I lose my voice, obviously I need more coffee. That's what it is. I will be back next week for the last show of 2020, which is Saturday, December 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. It is our death list show / Christmas / see you later, 2020. Come to me, 2021. I don't know. It will be a big show. We will be having the Goblin Zorts will be coming to say hi. So we look forward to catching up with him. So for now, though, I have to say thank you for joining me this week, Nisi. I do appreciate all, again, all the wonderful mods who help out in whatever capacity they can, and certainly we have some who help me out by helping with co-hosting and guesting, and I appreciate that. So thank you. Nisi, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you if they're not sure?
Not sure. Wow. Well, if you really need to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me through Discord. I hang out in the WoW Challenges Discord. It's Nisi #4863. And you can find me on Twitter at NisiBGN. You can also find me on Twitch a couple of days a week, either streaming WoW, Fallout, or art. And that's probably about all the places that would be best to try to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there's a few spots.
Spots you can get, but those are reserved for people that really need them.
Yes. All right, and don't forget, you can find all of the things over at the wildchallenges.com website, Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all of that stuff is there. So if you want to check it out, come join the community, want to ask us a question, want to get your death list in, or want to say happy Christmas, see you later, 2020, merry 2021, whatever. If you want any shoot through some messages, then certainly you can do that via all of those things. Well, don't do it via YouTube or Twitch, because I'm not always on there, but easiest, Facebook, Discord, Twitter, they're probably the best ways to go. And don't forget, you can download the episodes over on either Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Radio, or Spotify. So for those that like listening to the podcast, so thank you for that. Now, email, like I've got down on my little cute little sign, send an email to me, podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can also contact the mods. You can also send information through the Twitter, through Discord, through Facebook. So if you want to get those, all of that, thank yous, death list. Okay, so there's quite a few ways that you can get that into us. So so I look forward to seeing what we get next week. Now, if you want to contact me, you can certainly get me on Discord. Just remember, I do work full time. I am gone out of this house for many hours a day. At the moment, it feels like sometimes it feels like I'm never here. So if you message me and you don't get a response like that, well, guess what? You're not, because a lot of times I don't get to, until after I've got home, sorted the family, and then I can look at it. So just be patient. If you need an urgent answer to something, then don't message me, because I have to deal with work and all of that first. So yeah. So if you need, you know, talk to the mods, and if it is something that you're unsure of, certainly I'll respond as soon as I can. Okay. But a lot of times it could be hours before I can, because of my work. I don't have the ability to be able to just answer my phone every, you know, couple of minutes or whichever.
And time zones and sleep and all that stuff.
Yes. So, yeah. But you can certainly also send me a message over on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. Or you can also check out the other show Stone and I do, which is Adventures in Azeroth, which I'll have to check with him when we're doing that. We're supposed to be doing a Christmas show. We are running out of days, that's for certain.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, yes, all of the things, all of the things.
Sticking.
Yes, yes it is. So, which is good, but it's also, oh my lord, it is still crazy. I can't believe it's December. Okay, last lot of thank yous. Oh, yeah. Please.
So, we have two special people we would like to thank. We would like to thank Mr. Bright 01 on our lovely new intro that a lot of you seem to really enjoy. And love you can it. Find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. We'd also like to extend a very big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly. Again, you know, we are very blessed that we have these amazing, talented people around us who have helped us out. So thank you guys. It's great. It really is great. So very, very thankful to both of them, as well as to all you guys. So thank you. Now, last reminder, get your death list in by the 10th. Yes. Okay.
Please, by the 10th.
By the 10th. Other than that, Christmas show next week. So until then, I guess we will see you for the last show of 2020 next year. Okay, so next week, last show. All right, stay safe both in and out of game. We will see you bye, next guys. Week. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.